Ezra chapter 8. These are their family heads, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylonia in the reign of King Artaxerxes. Of the descendants of Phinehas, Gershom, of Ithamar, Daniel, of David, Hattush, of the descendants of Shechaniah, of Parosh, Zechaniah, with whom were registered 150 males. Of the descendants of Pahath-Moab, Eliohenai, son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 males. Of the descendants of Zattu, Shechaniah, son of Jahaziel, and with him 300 males. Of the descendants of Aden, Ebed, son of Jonathan, and with him 50 males. Of the descendants of Elam, Jeshaiah, son of Athaliah, and with him 70 males. Of the descendants of Shephatiah, Zebediah, son of Michael, and with him 80 males. Of the descendants of Joab, Obadiah, son of Jehiel, and with him 218 males. Of the descendants of Bani, Shelomith, son of Josaphiah, and with him 160 males. Of the descendants of Bebai, Zechariah, son of Bebai, and with him 28 males. Of the descendants of Azgad, Johanan, son of Hakatan, and with him 110 males. Of the descendants of Adonikam, those who came later, their names being Eliphelet, Jeuel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 males. Of the descendants of Bigvai, Uthai, and Zakur, and with them 70 males. I gathered them by the river that runs to Ahava, and there we camped 3 days. As I reviewed the people and the priests, I found there none of the descendants of Levi. Then I sent for Eliezer, Ariel, Shemaiah, Elnathan, Jarib, Elnathan, Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshulam, who were leaders, and for Joiarib and Elnathan, who were wise, and sent them to Edo, the leader at the place called Casaphiah, telling them what to say to Edo and his colleagues, the temple servants of Casaphiah, namely to send us ministers for the house of our God. Since the gracious hand of our God was upon us, they brought us a man of discretion of the descendants of Malai, son of Levi, son of Israel, namely Sherebiah, with his sons and kin, 18. Also Hashabiah, and with him Jeshaiah, of the descendants of Merari, with his kin and their sons, 20, besides 220 of the temple servants, whom David and his officials had set apart to attend the Levites. These were all mentioned by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there, at the river Ahava, that we might deny ourselves before our God, to seek from him a safe journey for ourselves, our children, and all our possessions. For I was ashamed to ask the king for a band of soldiers and cavalry to protect us against the enemy on our way, since we had told the king that the hand of our God is gracious to all who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against all who forsake him. So we fasted and petitioned our God for this, and he listened to our entreaty. Then I set apart 12 of the leading priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their kin with them. And I weighed out to them the silver and the gold and the vessels, the offering for the house of our God that the king, his counselors, his lords, and all Israel there present had offered. I weighed out into their hands 650 talents of silver, and 100 silver vessels worth talents, and 100 talents of gold, 20 gold bowls worth 1,000 derricks, and 2 vessels of fine polished bronze as precious as gold. And I said to them, "You are holy to the Lord, and the vessels are holy, and the silver and the gold are a freewill offering to the Lord, the God of your ancestors. Guard them, and keep them until you weigh them before the chief priests and the Levites, and the heads of families in Israel at Jerusalem, within the chambers of the house of the Lord." So the priests and the Levites took over the silver, the gold, and the vessels as they were weighed out, to bring them to Jerusalem to the house of our God. Then we left the river Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and from ambushes along the way. We came to Jerusalem and remained there 3 days. On the 4th day, within the house of our God, the silver, the gold, and the vessels were weighed into the hands of the priest Meremoth son of Uriah, and with him was Eleazar son of Phinehas, and with them were the Levites, Jozabad, son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, son of Bunui. The total was counted and weighed, and the weight of everything was recorded. At that time, those who had come from captivity, The returned exiles offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel, 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, and as a sin offering 12 male goats. All this was a burnt offering to the Lord. They also delivered the king's commissions to the king's satraps and to the governors of the province beyond the river, and they supported the people and the house of God. Ezra chapter 9. After these things had been done, the officials approached me and said, "The people of Israel, the priests, and the Levites, have not separated themselves from the peoples of the lands with their abominations, from the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. For they have taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and for their sons. Thus the holy seed has mixed itself with the peoples of the lands, and in this faithlessness the officials and leaders have led the way." When I heard this, I tore my garment and my mantle, and pulled hair from my head and beard, and sat appalled. Then all who trembled at the words of the God of Israel, because of the faithlessness of the returned exiles, gathered around me while I sat appalled until the evening sacrifice. At the evening sacrifice I got up from my fasting, with my garments and my mantle torn, and fell on my knees, spread out my hands to the Lord my God, and said, "O my God, I am too ashamed and embarrassed to lift my face to you, my God, for our iniquities have risen higher than our heads, and our guilt has mounted up to the heavens. From the days of our ancestors to this day, we have been deep in guilt, and for our iniquities we, our kings and our priests, have been handed over to the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, to plundering, and to utter shame, as is now the case. But now, for a brief moment, favor has been shown by the Lord our God, who has left us a remnant, and given us a stake in his holy place, in order that he may brighten our eyes, and grant us a little sustenance in our slavery. For we are slaves. Yet our God has not forsaken us in our slavery, but has extended to us his steadfast love before the kings of Persia, to give us new life, to set up the house of our God, to repair its ruins, and to give us a wall in Judea and Jerusalem. And now, our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken your commandments, which you commanded by your servants the prophets, saying, 'The land that you are entering to possess is a land unclean, with the pollutions of the peoples of the lands, with their abominations. They have filled it from end to end with their uncleanness. Therefore do not give your daughters to their sons, neither take their daughters for your sons, and never seek their peace or prosperity, so that you may be strong, and eat the good of the land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. After all that has come upon us, for our evil deeds and for our great guilt, seeing that you, our God, have punished us less than our iniquities deserved, and have given us such a remnant as this, shall we break your commandments again, and intermarry with the peoples who practice these abominations? Would you not be angry with us until you destroy us without remnant or survivor? O Lord God of Israel, you are just, but we have escaped as a remnant, as is now the case. Here we are before you in our guilt, though no one can face you because of this." Ezra chapter 10. While Ezra prayed and made confession, weeping and throwing himself down before the house of God, a very great assembly of men, women, and children gathered to him out of Israel. The people also wept bitterly. Shechaniah, son of Jehiel, of the descendants of Elam, addressed Ezra, saying, "We have broken faith with our God, and have married foreign women from the peoples of the land, but even now there is hope for Israel in spite of this. So now let us make a covenant with our God to send away all these wives and their children, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Take action, for it is your duty, and we are with you. Be strong and do it." Then Ezra stood up and made the leading priests, the Levites, and all Israel swear that they would do as had been said. So they swore. Then Ezra withdrew from before the house of God, and went to the chamber of Jehohanan, son of Eliashib, where he spent the night. He did not eat bread or drink water, for he was mourning over the faithlessness of the exiles. They made a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to all the returned exiles that they should assemble at Jerusalem, and that if any did not come within 3 days, by order of the officials and the elders, all their property should be forfeited, and they themselves banned from the congregation of the exiles. Then all the people of Judah and Benjamin assembled at Jerusalem within the 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month. All the people sat in the open square before the house of God, trembling because of this matter and because of the heavy rain. Then Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, "You have trespassed and married foreign women, and so increased the guilt of Israel. Now make confession to the Lord, the God of your ancestors, and do his will. Separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from the foreign wives." Then all the assembly answered with a loud voice, "It is so. We must do as you have said. But the people are many, and it is a time of heavy rain. We cannot stand in the open. Nor is this a task for 1 day or for 2, for many of us have transgressed in this matter. Let our officials represent the whole assembly, and let all in our towns who have taken foreign wives come at appointed times, and with them the elders and judges of every town, until the fierce wrath of our God on this account is averted from us. Only Jonathan, son of Asahel, and Josiah, son of Tikvah, opposed this, and Meshullam and Shabbatai, the Levites, supported them." Then the returned exiles did so. Ezra the priest selected men, heads of families, according to their families, each of them designated by name. On the 1st day of the 10th month they sat down to examine the matter. By the 1st day of the 1st month they had come to the end of all the men who had married foreign women. There were found of the descendants of the priests who had married foreign women, of the descendants of Jeshua, son of Josadak, and his brothers, Maaseiah, Eleazar, Jarib, and Gedaliah. They pledged themselves to send away their wives, and their guilt offering was a ram of the flock for their guilt. Of the descendants of Immer, Hanani and Zebediah. Of the descendants of Harim, Maaseiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah. Of the descendants of Pashur, Elionai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nathanael, Jozabad, and Elasa. Of the Levites, Jozabad, Shimei, Keliah, that is, Kelita, Bethahiah, Judah, and Eleazar. Of the singers, Eliashib. Of the gatekeepers, Shalom, Telem, and Uri. And of Israel, of the descendants of Parush, Remiah, Isaiah, Malchijah, Mijamin, Eleazar, Hashabiah, and Benaiah. Of the descendants of Elam, Mataniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah. Of the descendants of Zattu, Elionai, Eliashib, Mataniah, Jeremoth, Zabad, and Azizah. Of the descendants of Bebai, Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zabai, and Athlai. Of the descendants of Bani, Meshullam, Malach, Adiah, Jashub, Shial, and Jeremoth. Of the descendants of Pahath-Moab, Adna, Chelal, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mataniah, Bezalel, Binuai, and Manasseh. Of the descendants of Harim, Eleazar, Ishijah, Malchijah, Shemaiah, Shemeon, Benjamin, Moloch, and Shemariah. Of the descendants of Hashum, Matanai, Matata, Zebad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei. Of the descendants of Benai, Meadai, Amram, Uel, Benaiah, Bediah, Jeluhai, Vaniah, Meremoth, Eliashib, Mataniah, Matanai, and Jeasu. Of the descendants of Binuai, Shimei, Shelemiah, Nathan, Adiah, Machnadabai, Shashai, Sharai, Azarel, Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, and Joseph. Of the descendants of Nebo, Jael, Mattathiah, Zebad, Zebina, Jedai, Joel, and Benaiah. All these had married foreign women, and they sent them away with their children.